Welcome, fellow Phoenixes, to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast, where we make a daily offering to the divine by putting our past on the pyre, searching the smoke for spirituality, turning the ashes into art, adapting isolation into connection, and manifesting mental wellness. I'm your host, Ross Cessna, and together we are the Spiritual Phoenix. The intent of this show isn't to tell you what to think, but to get you to think and articulate yourself in a way that is uplifting. We are the artists of our lives, and today is a blank canvas. Let's collectively create a better tomorrow. And now we're just going to take a moment and focus on what we're grateful for today. Today, I'm just grateful that 2 years after starting this podcast, I'm still going strong with it. There was a point very early on when I kind of thought I would run out of things to say. And thankfully, through revisiting old episodes and just life in general, new topics have come up, and there really is a limitless amount of things that I can talk about. It's just finding the time to do these episodes, which I want to make more time to do because I really enjoy this as a platform for connecting with people. So with that being said, we're going to get into today's topic, which is kind of like a recap of everything that's happened since I've started this podcast, and also the things that kind of led me to starting this podcast. So if you're new to this podcast in general, let me grab my tea real quick. Let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Ross Cessna. I am 34 years old. I live in Northeast Ohio. And this podcast largely started after my experiences with mental health and substance abuse. And to really summarize that, I had been partying most of my young adult life up into my adult life. The result of that partying led me to psychosis several times, and ultimately to the diagnosis of bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, and all of this other stuff. I kind of view it now as a spiritual emergency and a spiritual awakening, and it's the stuff that ultimately led me to this path. So when I decided to quit drinking and smoking weed and all that kind of stuff, it was largely caused by there was a woman in my life at the time who I was just friends with, and I was really seeing my behavior towards her because I wasn't really drinking like I normally did. Like, I had stepped away from that enough to gain some level of clarity, and I just saw how emotionally volatile I was and these symptoms of codependency. And it was disheartening to me to be a 32-year-old man and acting like a 12-year-old child. And I decided to do something different. And the last day that I actually used any substance, such as alcohol or pot or anything like that, wasn't the most I used. I didn't have the worst consequences. It was actually just this like emotional, spiritual, and mental bankruptcy of feeling completely fucking worthless and not thinking that it was worth going on. And I can remember that night drinking a Heineken and wondering why I was doing it, this feeling in the pit of my stomach of, oh crap, this is the feeling that I get before I've been arrested, before I've ended up in jail, before I've ended up in the psych ward. I don't know if I'm going to come back from this feeling this time. Like, I don't know that I can make it through this. And I just asked the universe, can you please help me? And the next day I got into recovery. And within 2 weeks of being in recovery, I had recorded a video of me smashing my bongs and all my pipes and all that kind of stuff. And I decided to start a blog. And I started that blog, and eventually I had been listening to a lot of podcasts. And I decided, hey, you know, maybe a podcast would be a better medium for me, because at the time, I don't really remember why it was a better thing for me to do a podcast. Maybe I thought it would reach more people, and I just wanted to talk about a lot of stuff. So I started, and actually, this probably is closer to the day when I started recording, because the first initial attempts of me recording an episode didn't go over well. And I released my first episode on Halloween of 2016. And it was very rough. Sometimes it's still rough today. One of the things I want to work on is refining my format somewhat and how I actually handled the audio and everything. But anyhow, the first month of me doing the podcast, I think I had less than 100 listens total. And most of the people probably didn't listen very long either. That would have been enough for a lot of people to give up, but I really did it just for me because it was a good way to express myself. And one of the things that I have really felt most of my life is people didn't hear me. And if I had a platform, I might be able to help some people because of some of the insights I have. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I mean that in the fact that people have told me as much, and I perceive life in a different fashion than a lot of people. And that's beneficial to people, in people's own words. At some point too, I decided to really get involved in reading tarot cards, which had been an interest that I had, but had been something I hadn't really explored. And I was in a Facebook group called Positive Heads, which is something I no longer am really into, but at the time it was like a big catalyst for me. And there was a lot of like-minded individuals there where I was able to practice stuff and kind of gain new insights and perspectives, and really build up my own philosophy. With and around, I would say, February of 2017, I was really no longer listening to the Positive Heads, and I was really just doing my own thing because I didn't want any outside influences impacting me the way that I carried my own message and I cultivated my own philosophy. I didn't want a lot of outside sources impacting what I presented to people. Throughout all this, I was trying to really refine the way that I presented this business concept, the way that I would read tarot cards, and really just trying to get a grasp of how I wanted to do everything. I started to really want to write a book because that had always been a lifelong goal. And over the period of from February to, I don't know, November of that year, I had really begun to take that concept more seriously until I began to compile a book of all my old poetry. I had actually started a poetry podcast at one point just as a way to kind of build up more poems because I was writing stuff on a regular basis. And it was a very good exercise for me, but it was also a lot of work for very little reward, especially with everything else that I had going on in my life. So from November 2017 till about February of, February of 2018 or January of 2018, I really compiled all of this poetry into a book, and I published that book on my birthday of 2018, this past year, and it's called Vagrant Verses. It's available on Amazon, and I really tie a lot of the success that I've had in my recovery and in my life to the podcast, to the website, to all of this kind of stuff, because it's something that gives my life meaning, even though it's not well received at this stage. And it's something that really energizes me because there's always something to improve, always something to work on. And there's elements of my story that I kind of glossed over, which I'd like to backtrack on. Very early on when I started, this is actually probably one of the catalysts that led to the podcast, now that I think of it. Very early on, I had the opportunity with like 2 weeks clean to speak. Actually, it's something I'm going to speak at today. It was a crisis intervention training for police cadets at a local college. And I really just talked about my experience with mental health and addiction and how they can approach those situations in ways that are more beneficial to the people that they're helping, but can also maintain a level of safety for them. Because one of the things for me after getting out of the psych ward was really wanting to have somebody who could kind of be a voice for psychosis and a voice for the conditions that I faced, because I couldn't find that. You don't hear people talk about being psychotic really and how they reintegrate back into culture, or at least I don't. Maybe you have. And that was really a driving force for me to talk about a lot of very difficult experiences that can change the perception of the way that people view me. And through this whole journey with this podcast and with these businesses and all of this stuff, I've probably spoken about those experiences with the psychosis and everything easily over 20 some times. I actually have cultivated two of my own speaking engagements within the past year, which was a dream at one point. All the other speaking engagements I've gotten have really been through the local NAMI, and they've been for events, but I actually went out and got my own for some psychic fairs and things like that. And I'm even going to be teaching a class kind of coming up. So it's been a wild ride with all of that stuff, honestly. Throughout this journey of doing the podcast too, I've gotten off all mental health medication with the blessing of my doctor. And the condition that I have, bipolar disorder, is something that most people require medication for life for. And I don't want to say it's just because they don't do what's necessary. Some people might just have a different set of circumstances than me. But for me, no longer using drugs, alcohol being one, and pot and all of that, it allowed my mind to get into a better space. Taking the medication to a point where I could cultivate coping skills and coping mechanisms, such as exercise, talking to people through this, or talking to people directly, creativity, like I paint, I did a lot of art and stuff like that as a healing method. Writing poetry, exercise, meditation, yoga, all of these things, changing diet really helped me to move away from needing the medication. And not many people are able to make all of those life changes. But for me, the life changes went hand in hand with recovering from substances. Because the thing that I found in this whole process is addiction isn't really just about the substances. Getting high and being a drunk and all that stuff is a symptom of a larger problem, which is how I relate to the world. And when I begin to change all of the outside circumstances in regards to how I relate to the world, my reality changes. Which is one of the big issues I have with New Age movements. At that point, though, it's a whole different tangent. And I've talked about that at length within the past 5-6 episodes at some point, I feel like. But yeah, I got off the mental health medication. Earlier this year in 2018, I quit vaping, cigarettes, all of that stuff. I have over 6 months, probably closer to 7 months now, cigarette and nicotine free. With around August of this year, I started changing my diet. I've lost 20 some pounds so far. I gained 1 pound back last week, and at first I was really butthurt about it, but then I just kind of said, hey, you're human, you're gonna make mistakes and do all of that. This past year I've done more shows than I ever imagined I would be able to. Like, my mom and I did, 5, 6, 7 shows this year with our business. And I really directly relate it to this podcast. I actually just broke 25,000 plays with the podcast, which for the number of episodes I have might not seem like that much to people that are solely focused on numbers. But the thing is, to me, for somebody who started this whole journey with no network of people, because I'd pretty much burned every bridge and disconnected from all my friends And the only people that were in my circle were like my immediate family. To have 25,000 listens is pretty phenomenal, especially when you factor in, I've never advertised the podcast. I've never developed my website to where it's successful enough to draw in a substantial amount of people. So this is all word of mouth. I've had people from around the world tell me that I've impacted their life in a positive way. I've probably spoken to over, I'll say a low estimate of 500 people through the pod, with considering the podcast and all the speeches I've given, might even be close to 1,000. I know that I've directly impacted at least, let's just say 10 or 11 low end on a positive level. Those are people that have reached out to me and directly told me as much. So all of this effort has been worth it. Now, as far as what I want to do, what I'd like to say that I can accomplish between now and when I touch back in a year and kind of do a recap of everything is I really want to up the production value. A friend of mine, April Miller, gave me a book, The Maverick's Guide to Podcasting. I really need to sit down and read it and kind of refine how I approach this and do it in a more professional manner. At this time, I have to focus on making money, so I need to focus on other things. It is something that I'd like to do by the time I start the next season of everything. And I'd like to expand my reach, get higher, I don't want to say higher caliber, get more guests on because I've kind of been slacking on that. I do have several guests coming up, which I'm excited about because it gets kind of boring to talk to myself all the time. Yeah, and I just want to refine what I'm doing here so it gives more value to people, but I revitalize and breathe a fresh air of it into this whole experience for myself. So if you walk away from nothing, with nothing else from this, just know that patience and persistence towards something you're passionate about can result in big rewards. I know that's not really that a stretch of the imagination to understand that, and it's almost cliche and trite, but there's a lot of validity to that. Great things start out small, and it's how you nurture them when they're small that determines the strength of them when they're big. And with that, I love, respect, and appreciate all of you. Peace.